Now hear the word of the Lord, as is written in a portion of Matthew, chapter 17. When they were come to Capernaum, they who receive the didrachma, or the temple tax, came to Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" And he says, "Yes." And when he was come into the house, Jesus prevented him, saying, "What do you think, Simon? Of whom do the kings of the earth take custom or tribute, their own son or of strangers?" And Peter says to him, "Of strangers." Jesus says to him, "Then the sons are free. But lest we should offend them, go thou to the sea, cast a hook, and take up the fish that first comes up. And when thou hast opened its mouth, thou shalt find a stater or coin. Take that, and give unto them for me and thee." Reading further from the Gospel of Mark, "And he said to them, 'Well, you spurn the commandment of God, that you may keep your tradition. For Moses said, Honor thy father and thy mother, and he who speaks evil of father or mother, let him die the death. But you say, It is sufficient if a man shall say to his father or mother, Corban, that is to say, it is an offering, by whatever thou might be profited by me. And you let him no more do anything for his father and mother, making the word of God of no effect by your tradition, which you have delivered up, and many such things like you do.'" Reading finally from the work True Christian Religion, number 394. "The love of the world is the love not only of riches and property, but also of everything that the world affords for the delights of the bodily senses: beauty that pleases the eye, harmony the ear, fragrance the smell, delicacies the palate, and softness the touch. Also becoming dress, comfortable dwellings, and the pleasures of society. And thus all the delights that are derived from these and many other things. Charity has something in common with each of the kinds of love, because in itself it is the love of uses. For charity wishes to do good to the neighbor, and good is the same thing as use. Now each of the different loves regards uses as its end. The love of the world regards natural uses, which may also be called civil uses." Here end the readings. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.